Since childhood, when she had a pet parakeet named Grigri, Jennifer Ackerman has marveled at the intelligence of birds.
At breakfast time, he would sit on the edge of my cereal bowl and peck at my cereal, and the milk would splash. So I would take to building barricades of boxes around my cereal bowl, and this bird could figure out anything. He would move the boxes, he would perch on top of the cereal boxes and dive down. He was really a smart bird.
And over the last 15 years, Ackerman says, a great deal of research has been published showing just how smart some birds are.
They're capable of problem solving and planning. They have these incredibly prodigious memories. They learn by example, as children do. They can recognize human faces. They can even converse in a meaningful way. And all of this is with a packet of brains so tiny it would fit inside a walnut.
There are, for example, the talking birds like Alex, an African parrot who knew hundreds of words. Here's a conversation he had with his keeper, who shows him a couple of colorful keys.
How many?
Two.
That's right. You're a good boy. No, sweetie. No, you can't go back yet.
You want some water?
All right. What color bigger? What color bigger?
Green.
Green. Oh, you're a good boy.
A New Caledonian crow named Betty fashioned a hook to retrieve food, and a Japanese crow was videotaped dropping nuts on the road, waiting for cars to run over them, and then retrieving the nut meats. Mockingbirds can imitate dozens of other bird calls, as well as squeaky gates, sirens, and barking dogs, while a western bird called the Clark's Nutcracker will each year hide about 30,000 seeds in as many as 5,000 locations, then go back and find them, even if they're covered by snow.
I think about this every time I misplace my glasses or my keys.
Humans also marvel at birds' ability to migrate thousands of miles without the benefit of maps or GPS. Ackerman cites a study done by Princeton scientists who captured a flock of white-crowned sparrows as they flew south in California. They were placed on a plane, taken to New Jersey, and released.
And within hours, those sparrows were beelining it back to where they'd been heading originally. Even the young ones who had only made that migratory journey once.
Chickadees can warn one another about possible threats.
Note the number of D's in its call at the end, because the number of those D's are conveying to other chickadees information about your size and the degree of threat that you represent.
And Eurasian jays try to please mates with a surprising treat.
If a male jay, is allowed to watch a female eat, say, her fill of waxworms. Waxworms and mealworms are kind of the Belgian truffles of the jay world. He'll pick the mealworms that she hasn't just eaten.
Then there are the tasteful satin bowerbirds who decorate a stage before performing for prospective mates.
It's made of sticks. It has a little archway that the female stands in. And then the male bird collects objects to decorate the floor of his bower. And mostly he likes blue objects. And they're very rare in the rainforest where he lives, so he's got to do some exploration and also some stealing. These birds like to steal their blue objects from other satin bowerbirds.
These and other stories are featured in Jennifer Ackerman's book, The Genius of Birds. I'm Sandy Houseman.